From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea has fired another missile over Japan. The Pentagon says an intermediate-range ballistic missile was launched from near Pyongyang early Friday. It flew over Japan's Hokkaido Island before dropping into the Pacific. Japan immediately condemned the launch and protested to North Korea with, quote, the strongest words possible. Tokyo's top spokesman said Japan can never tolerate this repeated provocative action by North Korea. The launch comes just days after the UN Security Council imposed some of the harshest sanctions so far against North Korea for its nuclear tests and its refusal to stop test-firing missiles. The Council will hold an emergency meeting Friday afternoon at the request of the United States and Japan. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the crisis currently facing the Rohingya Muslims may be the defining moment for Myanmar's civilian-led government. He spoke to reporters during a visit to Britain on Thursday.
And I think it is important that the global community speak out in support of what we all know the expectation is towards the treatment of people, regardless of their ethnicity, and that we must, you know, this violence must stop, this persecution must stop. It's been characterized by many as ethnic cleansing. That must stop.
Myanmar's ambassador to the United States told VOA that his country is the victim of terrorists and false media reporting on the crisis. Aung Lin said the country's security forces had not overreacted in responding to attacks on them by Rohingya militants on August 25th. This is VOA News.